feeling coming out of camp this year as opposed to last year when it was shortened? Now you guys are fully together the whole preseason.
Feels good. You know, feels good just ready to play some games and get, you know, assess ourselves in the preseason and get on to the regular season.
It's only the second game, but how much game planning are you doing for the Patriots?
You know, we did enough. We didn't do, you know, too much, but, you know, we put in enough so that we can go out and try some things and see what we can get accomplished.
This is a game where you guys, starters, are probably going to play a lot of time. Is it maybe a little more emphasis then on this one because you guys can see what you have?
Yeah. It's always important, you know, that second, third game to go out there and just, you know, just kind of get into the flow of the game and see where you're at and, you know, try to get some drives going, you know, if possible. And, you know, just kind of assess the situation, see where you're at. So this is going to be good for us. Going to be good. Great place to play to.
What do you have to – what's the key thing more than anything else in this game?
I think the key thing for us is just to try to go out and sustain some drives and show some form of consistency. You know, we didn't have a chance to play too much against Pittsburgh. So, you know, something we obviously want to try to do, you know, just to get a good feel for our offense and where we're at. So, you know, just to go out and try to be consistent and stay on the field a little bit.
Mike, there's been, like, in preseason games, a lot of dink and dunk by a lot of teams. Do you see yourself getting into using that to get into some kind of a rhythm against the Patriots or something like that?
Well, you know, we'll just see how it goes. You know, you never can, you know, say how it's going to all turn out. You can't really dictate what the defense is going to do. So you got to just react. And I think it's all, you know, just, you know, game planning is really not that much, you know. But at the same time, you know, still going out there trying to get some things accomplished in other different ways.
In your career, how much stock do you put in to the preseason? You know, the way you play in the preseason, you back into the
You know, you go out in preseason and you play because it's the game, you know, that you love. But, you know, obviously you have, you know, that concern, you know, in the back of your mind, and you want to make it to the regular season. But, you know, you got to block that out. You got to go out and play when you're out there.
Is it kind of strange, like, ramping up
to
the second game as opposed to, like, a third game?
Nah, it's no difference. You know, I think preparation is what it is. And you know, take it for what it's worth. And, you know, sometimes that can be the fun part of the game, preparing for a team and trying to get ready to see what they're going to do.
Mike, how's the chemistry with you and Chiefs Kelce right now in terms of the
pre-snap adjustments? Me and Kelce has great chemistry right now. You know, we're on the same page, doing some good things, making some good calls. You know, I allow him to make calls some days. Some days he just allows me to do it. So, you know, that's a part of our growth, and we're doing a great job with it. I'm very proud of him at this point.
What have you seen out of the offensive line and King Dunlap in particular going into this week?
King's played well. You know, he's a veteran. We look forward to him going out and doing some good things for us this year and you know, helping his football team out.